This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. The coronavirus has certainly affected people's buying habits. Of course, you probably know the toilet paper and bread are in high demand. So are guns. Federal background check statistics for March are not available, but gun shop owners across the country are reporting a surge in business. Count Larry Hyatt among them. He owns Hyatt Guns in West Charlotte and says he's never seen demand so high. I spoke with him yesterday.
Starting March 13th, Friday the 13th, up until yesterday at closing, it was the busiest the store has ever been. I think they don't like us to give numbers out, but I would say in a typical day this time of year versus what we actually sold, I would say the number of firearms sold was approximately 8 to 9 times more than a typical day. And it would have been more, but there's just a physical limit to what you can do.
You actually had to turn people away at the door.
Yeah, well, mainly they turned themselves away. They didn't want to wait in line. They just didn't want to wait in a long line.
How long were the lines?
We had up to 60 people at one time.
So it was going out the door?
Oh, yes. It was down in the parking lot. And it had to be 6 foot apart.
I mean, clearly this is centered around the coronavirus epidemic, but what do you think is really driving these sales?
Well, there's several things. Number one, the virus. Number two, the financial collapse going with it. Number three is what's going to happen to the drug stores and the food stores. Is there going to be enough food? People are wondering if a government can't control drugs and gangs in good times, what are they going to do if things break down? So we saw sort of a fear element of protect the nest. How do I protect my home and my family? And the biggest change, and I've been here over 50 years myself, the biggest change I saw was the number of women buying firearms and trying to buy them to protect their families.
How many women did you see? I mean, what was sort of the percentage?
Normally it's about 10%. Now we saw 30%.
Huh.
And these are urban residents, people who live in the city. They're not gun people. And in fact, a lot of them don't even want a gun or like guns, but they felt they need self-protection.
And that's what they were saying to you then?
Yes. The next group was senior citizens. And they were worried too because, you know, the men were worried, how can I protect myself and my wife? I can't run. I can't fight. So more frail, very worried. And plus, I think they felt like they were more likely to be victims of the virus. But how do you protect yourself if our institutions fail? If you call 911 and nobody comes.
And you are open now because you are deemed an essential business. So what is business looking like at this point for you?
At this point, it's much quieter because we're only working by appointment because we don't have as much staff. About a third of our staff are senior citizens, and we decided they need to be home quarantined. And then we had a few that just didn't feel comfortable. They had sick parents that lived with them or other people that they didn't want to give it to. So our staff is so reduced that we're doing the appointments now. So the people who purchased a gun and waiting on their background checks, we're calling them. Once they're approved, they can come and pick up their firearm. We're doing some repairs as well. Some of our law enforcement is still open, but much reduced starting today.
That's Larry Hyatt with Hyatt Guns. Thank you, Mr. Hyatt.
Thank you.